And after years of African-American Democratic leadership, Atlanta is considering having a white independent mayor, what would be the first non-Democrat since the 1880s, the first white mayor since the mid-1970s. The election tomorrow is a runoff between two city councilwomen, the top vote-getters from November, although Keisha Lance Bottoms, the African-American Democrat, did come in November with more votes than Mary Norwood, the white independent. Stephen Fowler has been following this race for Georgia Public Broadcasting. He joins from Atlanta. And Stephen, this is a very nonpartisan election in some ways, but it's become very partisan within the Democratic Party and others. So explain.
That's right. The Atlanta mayor's race is technically nonpartisan, which means that there's no primaries and no party affiliation listed on the ballot. But it has quickly become a partisan race because Mary Norwood identifies as an independent, and the state Democratic Party and Keisha Lance Bottoms have both called her a closet Republican, accusing her of supporting Donald Trump and even comparing her to President Donald Trump in a kind of nasty attack ad. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Is Mary Norwood a Republican? She voted in 12 Republican primaries, and her treasurer is an unabashed Trump supporter. Norwood was even a Republican convention delegate when the biggest congressional.
So how is Norwood responding to that?
So Norwood and Keisha Lance Bottoms actually have something in common. They both voted for Hillary Clinton last November. And Norwood says she's not a Democrat, she's not a Republican, she's an independent and votes on her values, and says that it's, you know, pretty despicable. And actually some of the Democratic members of Georgia have spoken out against that ad and said, you know, that's not an appropriate use of party funds, and it is no better than what Donald Trump has done to some of his political opponents.
Mm-hmm. So there's the issue of party affiliation, and then there's the issue of race. How's that playing out?
Atlanta, for the past 40 years, has had a black Democratic mayor and what's known as kind of the machine. And this looks like this could be the first opportunity for the machine not to exist. Mary Norwood traditionally has support in the whiter northern parts of the city, Keisha Lance Bottoms in the southern, more African-American parts of the city. And Keisha Lance Bottoms, in some of the debates, has accused Mary Norwood of saying and doing some very racist things, and Norwood says that's not the case. This is Mary Norwood speaking in a debate, responding to some of the claims from Keisha Lance Bottoms.
My campaign has been a campaign of unity and unification, period. Today, we were endorsed by every one of the unions. That is a workforce in Atlanta that is predominantly African American.
So, Stephen Fowler, we're going to see how this plays out tomorrow. And as we said, in the election in November, Keisha Lance Bottoms, the African-American Democrat, did have more votes than Mary Norwood, who she's facing tomorrow. But what other issues are? Are there any other issues that are being picked up here?
So there are several issues that are important to Atlanta voters. Outgoing Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed is leaving under a cloud of an ethics scandal of bribery and pay-to-play in City Hall. And while he's not directly implicated, it leaves many voters wondering if the next mayor will be as ethical as they say they'll be and if things will be above board. Another issue is transportation and affordability. With Atlanta growing and becoming more and more of a vibrant, growing city, there's problems with affordability and gentrification and people getting pushed out of their homes. And that has been a key issue that many constituents say has to be addressed before it becomes too late.
That's Stephen Fowler of Georgia Public Broadcasting ahead of tomorrow's runoff mayoral election in Atlanta. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.